Both school superintendents and health department leaders say there's very little evidence of coronavirus transmission inside classrooms. Dr. Josh Meyerson is the medical director for three local health departments, and he says winter sports like wrestling and hockey have been really high risk.
Not to blame or shame anyone, it's just that those activities lead to more opportunities for transmission than like cross-country running, of course, where they're outdoors and they're spread out and they're just, you know, kind of running around in the woods.
Meyerson says the more contagious B.1.1.7 variant of the coronavirus has been showing up in students in the northern Lower Peninsula. And he says that's likely a big part of why more students are testing positive. And some schools have suspended in-person learning. One of those districts is Gaylord Community Schools. Brian Pearson is the superintendent there. He says they've had more cases this month than in the entire previous year of the pandemic.
Today, we're having a struggle. I mean, this is a grind.
Pearson says closing schools is a tough decision because students could get together without supervision and ignore recommendations like masks and distancing. But he says once he got word that the B.1.1.7 variant was in his schools, he had to move them to remote learning. Brett Dahlberg, WCMU News.